We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
The Border Patrol is presented by Walker Medical Linen Services, locally owned and operated, and HLAC certified, meeting the highest industry standards. Walker has partnerships with hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in and around the metro area. Walker Medical Linen Services in Kansas City and online at walkermls.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to our guests so far. We talked to Mike Boddicker in studio. We talked to Gary Lezak. We had Rob Riggle in studio. Now we have Jake Gutierrez in studio joining us. Also is Todd Lebo. We got a real crew in here.
Family's here.
A real crew.
Leaves.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys.
You're going to be on the podcast, so you're a little reluctant to come in studio.
Well, I just
this is double duty.
If I start cussing in here,
don't do it.
The last several times,
double duty rat lift.
You get one cuss. We got a 7 second delay.
I dropped an F bomb. Remember, you got me
this
all Northeast.
I got him all riled up last week. I walked out of the studio, and he dropped an F bomb.
Yeah.
On air?
On the radio.
Wow.
And I was going to do the podcast. It was too much for me.
That happened like once in 20 years.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You leave and look what happens.
Wow.
I came in and I was telling him some story. We were recounting the story of when the guy came in angry to the hallway. And then he was telling Marco the story and he was still kind of fired up.
Yeah.
And then he's just sitting there talking and he just just rolled out. It wasn't a mean F-bomb.
No,
nice.
I was talking about my dad, too, handling my dad.
You didn't curse like 10 seconds after that, did you?
No.
That's my life with Renshaw.
Right.
Yeah, just keep
going. Curse, and then I'd hit the dump button, and then you'd have no delay, and then you just cuss right again, and you're like, well.
Yep. So well, all you can do is you do your best.
We have to sprinkle in some sports here.
Sports!
What did you think of Ohtani's 8-ribby performance, but also Carlos Santana swinging a hot bat?
I think it's time to extend Carlos Santana.
I think it's time to shut your microphone
off.
Get
him while he's cheap.
Get him a guitar.
Bobby Witt Jr. hit 2 home runs, and the Royals won another baseball
they
game.
They might win, and they sweep a series. That could happen.
But they've won back-to-back series for the first time all year.
Yeah.
12-11
And they have the A's
innings.
Coming to town this week. Come on. Now, the bad news is they don't get to play the A's anymore after this weekend.
Right.
But the Angels, they lost 14 games in a row earlier, right, or something like that, and then they fired Joe Maddon. That team is just an absolute enigma with the talent they have on it, why they're not better. And they had started off nice this year, and then they just went through
a
big mess.
They're the Clippers, man.
Okay.
They're the Clippers.
So now we're back. Let's get back
to it. They did win one once.
Any other comments about
I love what I'm seeing from Bobby Witt. Those weren't like mistake pitches. That first home run, you just don't see people take a ball on the inside part of the plate and hit it to right center field.
Bobby Hit Jr.
That far. Yeah.
It's wild.
It's can I say something about soccer before we go back
to
our
please.
Stuff? You know, play the alarm, play the sound or whatever you want.
Only if there's a big match tonight.
No, but it's also about an NFT.
Right.
So you can do it.
Hey, Kansas City got the World Cup.
There
Bang.
We go.
Hey, what do you think of that, man? By the way, we got to talk about that.
Wow.
Well, say what you're going to say first.
Yeah. So tonight, Sporting Kansas City plays in the U.S. Open
He's like
Cup.
He's like a cat with a ball of yarn.
I did that
Don't
on purpose.
Okay?
focus.
So this U.S. Open Cup. Again, I know you like to have me explain things to people that are not diehard soccer fans because they wonder
what's
going
more
on
confusing,
here, right?
The U.S. Open Cup or
I've
NFTs?
I've played in it before several times.
Why don't you explain to them last night about the cup set?
The cup set. You saw that,
I know the terminology.
So Sporting's playing in the quarterfinals of this tournament. This is the 107th Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. It's been going on for 109 years. They took 2 years off because of the pandemic, and this is the first year it's back. So this is the 107th. So pretty historic. You know, that's pretty cool.
It's the oldest tournament in the United States, right?
It is. And it's named after Lamar Hunt, which is cool. It's an open cup. So, like, I don't know, like, the golf thing, like, U.S. Open.
Yeah, that's anyone
you
can
don't
qualify.
Have to be in the PGA, right. For example, like these guys that went to the LIV Tour,
yep.
They can come play in the US Open because it's open.
You could go to a US Open qualifier and you could make it there. Just any Joe Blow can make it.
And that's why you played in it, Jake? You were a Joe Blow that played in it?
I played for a PDL team called the Kansas City Brass when I was in college. It was a semi-professional team.
Mm-hmm.
We made it to... We played a D3 team out of Pontiac, Michigan. This was back in
the Cadillacs,
98, 99, and 2000. I played in it, so we were playing the very low levels, like to get into
the Omaha early rounds. Is not quite early the rounds. Kansas City Brass, but this is not an MLS team.
They are USL League One,
mm-hmm.
So the best league, the top league in America is Major League Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
There's another organization called USL. They have the championship division, which is their top division. Then they have League One, which is their second division. So this is two divisions of professional soccer below where MLS is. The last non-MLS team to win the Open Cup was 1999.
Rochester?
Rochester Rhinos. Yeah, that was 1999. One other team that was non-MLS has made it to the finals since then, and that was 2008, the Charleston Battery. But what's cool is you get to see, and they do this like in England, it's the FA Cup,
right.
Same type of thing. And they call it like the Sharks and the Minnows, you know, the
so in this case, Sporting, they're a Shark.
They're the Shark.
And then
this
Omaha's
is the
minnow.
So, but if you want to know, like, okay, so they'll just mop the floor with Union Omaha tonight, right? Because they're two divisions below them. Well, Omaha's already beaten two MLS teams in this competition at their place.
Hmm.
They won at Chicago and they won at Minnesota. So they're already proven they can beat an MLS team if they play the right way. Last night, in a quarterfinal game, the Sacramento Republic, which is a USL championship mm-hmm. team, went to the
I
LA
like
Galaxy.
Team. The Republic.
The Republic, and Jake's team.
That's how this country was founded, by the way. It was a republic. It was a republic, FYI.
So,
you see what you're doing. Yeah, you derailed this entire segment.
But they went to the LA Galaxy last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they won 2-1. By the way, your guy Jurgen Klinsmann's son was the goalkeeper for the Galaxy, and he had a howler.
Botched it.
He let one in.
I still love Jurgen.
So I believe. So as I understand it, and I have to look at the bracket, but I was reading through Twitter this morning, and I got to make sure I know this before the broadcast that it's for sure true. But yes, if Sporting win tonight,
they got to play
They would
Republic.
Play Sacramento
mm-hmm.
in the semifinals.
Wow.
So they have a chance to really, like, you know, to go win this. And Sporting's won the Open Cup four times since they were Sporting Kansas City three times, 2012, 2015, 2017.
They should have won it another.
And they got
double post, right?
That was a playoff game.
That was the MLS
game.
Playoff
yeah.
game.
It was
a shootout in Philly, though, right?
The 2015 was in Philly. They won a shootout. That was my first year doing the games, and we got a cup.
Which one was the one Phil and I went to?
That was 2012.
Okay.
That was the first trophy they won at Sporting Kansas City. You talk to anybody that was a part of those teams, and they'll tell you that was the biggest win of all of them, even bigger than the MLS Cup.
That was a wild atmosphere.
Yeah, that was the first. And that was the double rainbow came down, remember, and with the history of the club. So check this out tonight because it's fun. Like in American sports, you don't get to see the Royals go play against – you know, the Omaha Storm Chasers.
Thank God.
That actually, but wouldn't that be fun? Like, that happened one time. I remember it was like a Hall of Fame game or something like that.
Well, it kind of happens when, like, the A's will play the Yankees this year.
Well, all right, there you go. So check that out tonight, you know. Sporting
right here on
Kansas
Sports
City.
Radio 810.
Yeah, so pregame starts at 7 o'clock.
Who's on the broadcast crew?
Get your tickets at sportingkc.com. Jacob Peterson and Allie Trost, fresh back from her honeymoon.
Okay, so now I know this isn't the opening round, but do you have that sense of nervousness the way you have, like, say, in the NCAA tournament and Kansas is the 14 seed and you're playing, or the 3 seed and you're playing the 14 seed. Like, you're excited to see him play and you love it, but, I don't want to deal with this or they lose.
This is more like when you get to the Elite Eight and the brackets fall in your way. And all of a sudden, some double-digit seed.
And now you're like,
that's
VCU.
Red
VCU's
hot.
Here.
Yeah, man, look at the break we caught. We got VCU in the Elite Eight. You know? And so, because it is, it's like, on the one hand, they don't have the pedigree that, you know, had Minnesota won their last game instead of Omaha, they'd be playing Minnesota right now. Well, they don't have the payroll and the pedigree, but they got all the confidence in the world, and they're red hot, and they're playing together, and they're inspired, and they got nothing to lose.
The weird thing, it's been a couple of weeks, right? So what is Omaha? They're in a regular schedule, too, now?
Yeah, they played 9 games this year.
Okay.
And I don't know how many games you play in USL League One. I'm not an expert on USL League One.
So what is the former Sporting the Rangers, the Swope Park Rangers, which is now called
SKC 2.
What is that? Is that
so
is
they
that in a league or not?
Well, they used to be in the USL Championship, but now Major League Soccer has started this their own league called MLS Next Pro.
Okay,
which is basically it's
none of those teams would
it's
be
a developmental
MSO
league.
You're part
for,
of your
yeah,
own
so they don't play in this now because it's a developmental league. For
safe
Major
to
league
say,
soccer.
Sporting is putting it all into winning this thing now because this would be a chance to get some good mojo going.
Yeah, well, it's your best chance to win a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not giving up on their chance of making the playoffs,
right?
But it's going to take some serious work just to get into the playoffs, let alone make a run in the playoffs. This, you're already in the quarterfinals, yeah, and you got a home game against a team that's two divisions below you. You win that game, you're going to a semifinal game against a team that's in a division below you.
Likely get a home game for that, too,
you
I
just,
would think,
you
right?
You just have to win just. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but you have to win three games to get this trophy, so when you get to this point, pretty much every team's trying to win it now.
Sell out for it.
You know, like, the way this competition usually works is, if you're an MLS team in the early rounds of it, you're going to play a lot of your backup players. Young guys, maybe, that need to get experience that haven't played as much. It's a perfect way to ease young players into, you know, hey, this is a chance to get some experience.
Real competition, too.
It's kind of like when you're a college football player and you're playing a non-con game, and it's like, okay, let's get some of these young guys out there. Let's get them some reps.
Mm-hmm.
But once Alabama's playing Auburn, maybe those guys aren't going to get as many reps. But once you get into the latter rounds, people are going to try to start winning a little bit more. But I still think you'll see a little bit of rotation. I still think you'll see some guys that wouldn't normally start will start for Sporting tonight because they got to try to keep some fresh legs because they got to go to Seattle and play a league game on Saturday.
You want to give away a pair of tickets?
Yeah, let's do it.
How you want to do it?
Have Jake pick a number.
Someone call in right now and tell us what the name of Jake's book is.
Hey, there you go.
If you're listening, first person, 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. First person to call in and tell us what the name of Jake's book is. We just said it in the last segment.
And
you get two tickets.
And by the way,
they will not get an NFT.
What's really fun about this, too, for all the Union Omaha's only been around for a couple years as a club. For all the Union Omaha fans, this is a big deal. So they're coming down. I think there's going to be about 1,000 fans from Omaha coming down here, and they get their own section to cheer in. So that makes for a fun atmosphere when you got the raucous fans of Sporting Kansas City and 1,000 fans of the other team going Bug-a-haw crazy at the same time.
Bug-a-haw.
Coming down from Bug-a-haw.
All right, Lebo, explain what an NFT is.
I can't explain what
an
NFT is.
In your words,
well,
the best way.
An NFT is it's an artwork thing, okay? But also, I think sometimes this was going to be something that had a bunch of big value. I've already seen some NFTs that got bought for a bunch of money that aren't worth their pennies on the dollar now.
No.
Because in the end, it's like, you know, you got the Mona Lisa, or you could get a poster of the Mona Lisa. You know what I mean? So these things basically belong to the world, and if someone has one that's got the blockchain behind it, I guess that's artwork. I don't know, but you know,
I don't understand.
Right click and save. I don't know, and then you've got your own NFT.
It's not authentic.
Well, then try to explain what is authentic, because
it's got a code on it, like the real Mona Lisa is the real Mona Lisa,
right?
Okay, so this is like the real Mona Lisa,
but is there
a market for it? Maybe there will be.
Yeah,
I've seen the real Mona Lisa.
Yeah,
my own eyes.
Unimpressed.
Did you throw something
right?
at it?
Small.
No,
somebody just smeared something
on it. But
it's
a big glass. There's a big glass case all the way around it. All the other
but
paintings
that's the
in the
idea.
Same room. Are,
it's an original thing. The hard part is, I think what you're doing is this actually is something that's new. But someone will go back and they will try to get the first ever some famous thing from 20 years ago and make it that. But everyone's already got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So trying to go backwards and recreate an NFT from an old thing,
moving forward.
I think is not working well financially for people. Mostly it's turned into most of the stuff is like people who have too much money buying things for too much money and then trying to sell
them. Well,
I mean,
it's an investment. They think that it's someday it's going to have value. I mean, that's the, you know, I'm hoping one day this 100 burning of
could have some value.
Yeah, it might have value.
But you didn't go take some old thing that's already been on the internet and say, here it is now.
No.
That's the one that blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, here's a picture of Charlie bit his finger or something, that thing. And they've gone back and they've tried to sell that for money. But it says some...
But
a sucker born every minute. Someone will give you money for something.
Artist
values a social construct.
Conrad McGorkin wants to know if this could be an NFT.
Yes.
Is that considered an NFT?
Say, Conrad McGorkin
should be an NFT.
He should be making NFTs. He could turn that into NFT. If he wants to, reach out to me, Conrad.
What are you seeing right now? Describe what you see.
It's a picture of Nate, right? He's got a tattoo of the tongues from the licks. So it's the Rolling Stones.
Because Nate told us that was the one tattoo he's considered getting in his life.
It's on above the right cheek.
Well, no, that was when I was in high school. I actually very seriously considered two other tattoos, but I haven't had the guts.
And then
to
he's
get
got
them.
A soccer ball tramp stamp. Yep. And he's taking a selfie over his shoulder.
Wait, which I still think camera. Is that a fresh new camera?
No, that's an old digital camera.
And who's down here in the corner?
And then, why? Billy Butler.
Billy Butler's
taking
there.
What other tattoos selfie. Have you considered getting?
He didn't
want to
share
adult.
This on
I was
here,
actually,
he?
I was actually, my sister had me completely talked into it.
Were you drunk?
We were in Scotland.
Apparently not completely.
Right. Well,
almost.
What were you going to get?
We were in Scotland, and we were. You know, I had quite a few glasses of scotch.
Is there a crest out there?
And so I was getting wound up, and we were talking about my sister has a tattoo, and she was telling me that I need to get one. And I said, if I were to get a tattoo, the only two things I could think of, because I know that like this is in my blood, is I would get the Scottish lion, the logo that you see on the Scottish, any Scottish crest. Yeah.
There's so many lions running around Scotland.
And the Polish eagle.
Get them both.
And so my sister had me talked into getting one on this rib cage here.
You should just get a
griffin. And then one on this rib cage, one on each side. And we actually went to the tattoo parlor.
Oh, my God.
Chickened out.
In Glasgow. In Edinburgh. They wouldn't do it because I was drunk.
Smart.
Wow, that's the only thing that stopped you from getting a tattoo is that you're hammered.
Yes. And then
who
I woke up sober, and I had the conversation with my wife,
that made
and she
think
did not
he would get
like
it was
the
being
idea
drunk
at
too.
All.
First
she,
of all, what tattoo parlor is like, nah, you're too drunk.
That's,
you gotta
that's
be,
the rules in a lot of these things.
Well, I mean, you
they said it was illegal.
15% of all tattoos wouldn't exist.
They could be held liable for someone.
I questioned it because I was like, are you kidding me? I feel like most people are drunk when they get tattoos.
How did you question? Hey, are you kidding me?
Were you like crawling into the tattoo parlor?
They said it's unsafe because your blood thins when you have so much alcohol.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this a real thing? That doesn't seem that. And I was too drunk to really question it. So I was like, oh, all right.
I think most of the time you have to be pretty hammered for them to say that to you.
They also don't want you to come back and say, I didn't want this tattoo when you came in here. Well, I was out of my mind.
I think they're more like, you got money? Yeah, okay. What do you want? Yeah.
Well, he went to a reputable ink shop.
Maybe the
or he was just
standards in Edinburgh are different. I don't know. A lot of tattooed people
you should just
in Scotland,
get a griffin.
So. No, because
that's a lion and an eagle.
Combine them, put the eagle's
I would,
head
if
on.
I were to get one, I would want it to be the Scottish lion and the Polish eagle. There are specific things about those two logos.
Is the actual
you know
Scottish
them.
Lion just some guy in a zoo? Because there's never been a lion.
Do you, have a you have a tattoo, don't
sure.
you?
Sure.
I mean, there's never been a lion there.
Like just running wild in Scotland?
Don't you
I've
have
got that OU tattoo? Everyone's heard about that.
Yeah, but right now this is the time to have it.
Tramp stamp.
They're on the road
stamp.
To winning a college.
It's right here.
Where's it at?
It's right here. No one can see it.
Is it the small of your back?
No.
Yeah,
oh.
Right
it's
back,
on.
Right
it's on my hip.
Well, I can't see what you're pointing at.
I'm pointing it like right
oh,
here.
Your hip.
Yeah, and I got that, and
Denise,
I was drunk when I agreed to get it, but I was not drunk when I got it. I had to follow through.
Are you glad that you have that?
Not particularly.
Like, if Oklahoma wins today,
will you
point to
it?
Or you
tweet it out.
I forget it's even there. I mean, it's been 30 years.
You don't do like, you don't like pat your ass when Oklahoma's doing well?
If they make it to the final, I may. Yeah. I'm very seriously want to go
if
Saturday.
If you don't go Saturday, then I don't know what, I don't know who you are anymore.
Now,
Saturday?
Saturday is if they
I've never been to
the
College World Series. I'd love to go to that.
I was going
to
say, I've never been. That's a bucket list.
Why don't you go with
you want me to drive you? You got designated driver.
DD.
I don't know. Are you subject to the laws?
Who are you?
The roads? I don't know.
Here we go.
I'll follow them, but no, absolutely not.
Who would be in this group that you would go with?
It's probably just Denise and I would probably go.
Would she be excited about this?
She's excited to go anywhere.
Oh, she like it then.
Yeah.
I mean, even Omaha?
No, I mean, listen, Omaha's great.
Omaha's a great town. I'm kidding. I love Omaha.
He's in US Open Cup mode right now.
Right.
Talking about trash.
No, Lance
Omaha's a great
would like to go, but it's just logistically with family things he can't go. But so, yeah, if they win, they're playing today at 1:00, and if they win, they will be in it, and then that's when the real work begins.
When's
to
the last
tickets.
Time they were in it?
They were in it like in 2013 maybe, and then they won it in 1994. So they've gone like 10 times. They don't go a lot, but they go periodically.
I was going to go with
a really, really good team with some good older players and some stud freshmen and young players. It's a really good mix. They got a kid from right here at Blue Valley High, true freshman, Jackson Nicholas.
You know what you know what I love? Not sitting there right now.
Yeah, because he wants to break.
What? Yeah.
So, because I want to ask you, about the World Cup. Can we talk about that?
We have to break, probably.
That's when I was going to go. I was going to go in. Oh, look at this picture. That's awesome. In 2006,
when Scherzer,
in the Super Regional, but Mizzou lost to Cal State Fullerton.
Didn't make
I remember
it.
That.
Scherzer and Mizzou.
What year was it?
2006.
They didn't make it.
I remember working.
That was back when I thought he was going to be a pretty good bullpen
pick. Yeah. pretty good reliever. But I remember talking to people. Okay, so okay, if they win this,
he would have been.
Yeah. That's the old Rosenblatt, too.
Yeah.
That's the good old days of Rosenblatt.
But no, I would live vicariously through you if you go. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, if they win today, then that's when it begins. Yes.
I want to go to, they have the village or whatever, all that merch.
Merch.
I spend way too much money though.
You don't buy merch.
They don't have Canelo shirts there.
No, they have all kinds of stuff I want. You know,
Canelo. If Canelo was there, it'd definitely be.
This is the most merch buying guy I've ever met.
I love merch.
You are a merch guy. Yeah.
I like
when
to represent
did you buy
the
that Elvis shirt.
I got it delivered this weekend.
By the way, really good, really good.
Oh, we'll talk about that. Hey, we'll get a
World
review.
World Cup and Elvis.
We'll get a review. A World Cup selection show and Elvis movie review from Jake after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We have Jake Gutierrez in studio. Jake, what was your reaction to Kansas City being selected as a World Cup site?
I was pretty shocked, honestly. I mean, I think it's totally fitting, but I thought they'd give it to... honestly, I thought Denver was going to get it just because of their airport.
We're going to have a new airport by then, buddy.
Right. But that doesn't mean... I mean, just because we have a new airport doesn't mean you... You have a, I mean, they have built-in flights already in Denver. I mean, so it's like, yeah, we're going to have a new airport.
They got a weird-ass airport, too.
Dude,
and it's even farther away from town than
don't
ours.
Don't get me started about that airport. You look up and see who built that airport.
I've seen all the conspiracy theories about it.
Yeah, good question.
Who built the airport?
There's a lot of Freemason stuff going on with that airport. Yep.
I almost cussed.
You didn't know. A lot.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on in that airport.
Okay. Like, that's... I don't want to get into it on this.
Why is it
show.
So far away from town?
I mean, that's a great question. Probably because the land was cheaper and with the sprawl going on.
Or is it because there's big, massive tunnels underneath it?
Well, that too, into the mountains. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't need to get into human trafficking stuff.
Wow. Oh, my God. I didn't realize that part.
Right.
No, we're going to have a new airport, man. We're going to have a new airport.
You're happy for Kansas City, right?
I couldn't be more happy for
but
my
you were
hometown.
Surprised.
I was a little surprised. I mean, I thought we deserved it, and that's probably why we got it. But I thought they were going to give it to, you know, I didn't. I think we had it over Nashville. I think we had it over Cincinnati. Honestly, Denver. I'm surprised. Did Chicago not put a bid in?
Nope.
They didn't want it.
Okay. So I mean, that was surprising that they didn't put a bid in. But Denver, I thought was going to be the. But being a mile high, you know, I don't know if they want games in that elevation. That's definitely. Although in Mexico, there's some probably Mexico City's what higher than Denver.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's 1,000 feet higher than Denver. And the air quality's worse. It's seeing the reaction from people from Nashville, Denver, and Philadelphia to this.
They're super pissed.
It's well, what's funny about it is
that one guy that's ESPN Plus announcer.
Yeah,
he came after Kansas City and you specifically.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Did you tweet at him?
Yeah. You know, Those tears are salty.
How can Philly be pissed off? They're not going to put another East Coast city in them. I mean,
they might have, but
they didn't. I mean,
here's the thing:
somebody had to be left out on the West Coast or the East Coast. I mean, that's
you
ridiculous.
Know, sometimes guys do this all the time. They'll see a dude that's got a beautiful lady on his arm.
Sure,
and they'll go. What is she doing with that doofus? You know, what's she doing with him?
Usually
you know?
About 10 inches.
Wow. You know, this isn't the podcast. This is the radio show. The podcast is in about an hour.
I mean, that's right.
You know. Well, usually he has something to offer that your idiot ass can't figure out. You know what I mean? Like, that's usually the answer is, if you can't figure it out, that's why he's with her and you're not.
That guy's usually really funny.
He's figured out something. He's got some game.
Or
you know,
got bad
he's
eyesight.
Got something, you know, but so.
Nate, it's called money.
Well, sometimes it's that too. Yeah. There's all kinds of different things. There's all kinds of different things that people have to offer.
Yeah, right. And, I get what you're saying.
And these cities like Denver and Philly and Nashville look at themselves and think they're so great. And they go, how in the world did we get passed over for Kansas City? Because you know why? Your bid was a joke. Kansas City rolled out the red carpet for them. Kansas City put their best foot forward. They
did
everything.
Have you been talking
to
these people? You said that these people are calling you. So is your first question like, have you been to Kansas City? Is that your first question back to them?
That's a great question to ask them.
I mean, when they're like, why'd you guys get it? And like, have you been to Kansas City? If they say no, be like, well, I can't pontificate what I want to tell you right now because Kansas City's awesome.
That's the thing is, it's like you don't know us.
Right.
You don't know what we have to offer. And most people that come here and spend any amount of time here realize really quickly what we have to offer. That's what Rob Riggle was just telling us about the Big Slick, why every celebrity that he has to come to town that's never been here gets here and goes, oh, man, I had no idea how cool this town is.
Just look at the pro athletes
and
that come
exactly
to this town.
And that's exactly what FIFA did.
I mean, they
and
stay
then they
here.
Stay here.
Right,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
Kansas City's awesome. But, you know, it's expanding. Kansas City's growing like crazy.
But so, and that was actually one of the things, too, is I was looking at, Rob was talking about the downtown skyline. And we were celebrating downtown, and I looked out across the skyline, and I was like, "Man, this Kansas City skyline compared to what the one I grew up with,
not even comparable.
You can't even recognize it with the Kauffman Performing Arts Center there now, and all these other things.
Western Auto Lights back going.
Yeah, and that's actually like a cool thing that holds on to some of that history. But I wanted to ask you because. As much as I brand myself as the soccer guy around here.
He's the soccer and rap guy.
Biggest rap fan, biggest soccer. You have been a diehard soccer fan longer than I have. Since you were old enough to be a fan.
I mean, I remember how pumped we were when the United States got the World Cup in 94.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched every single match. Like,
I don't remember which World Cup it was, but I went over to Jake's house one time, and he had every single match from the World Cup recorded on a VHS.
Well, yeah.
From that, whatever year's World Cup that was.
I mean, I would do that every year. And, you know, and then when I got to be over 21 years old, I had to do it because I would be blacked out and be like, I didn't watch that game. I did, but I didn't see it.
We're running out of time. I gotta stop this love fest.
It's huge, man.
No,
yesterday, we were talking about Steph Curry and what this victory meant for his legacy, and I said, "Now you have to call this not just the LeBron James era; it's the Steph Curry LeBron James era." And it's more impressive to me, and it means more because Steph Curry. Didn't have to chase titles around the country with other franchises. Steph Curry waited and stayed there and let the titles come to him. Because when Steph Curry signed this contract in 2021, when Klay Thompson was coming off Achilles injury, Draymond Green was getting old, and they were coming off, you know, back-to-back disappointing seasons, if that was LeBron James, he'd have been on the first plane out of town. He'd have been at U-Haul the day after the season.
Packing them bags.
He'd have been packing his bags.
Absolutely.
Steph Curry... signed to stay at 34 years old, stay at Golden State. They were not supposed to. Everyone was, of course they were. No, they weren't. They weren't supposed to win, and he won the title, and it cemented his legacy. And it does mean something that he won all four titles in Golden State. But then, and I'm just doing that. I was just doing that to poke a little bit at Nate and LeBron James and people that love LeBron James because people get so offended by that. Steph Curry is incredible.
I mean,
he has four titles.
Revolutionary. Is what he is. I mean, he has changed the game of basketball.
But that's right.
I mean, that's revolutionary.
But then Nate said, and I said, "Boy, I wish Jake was here to hear this." Now you are here to hear it.
What'd you say, Nate?
Nate then said, "Steph Curry, and maybe you agree though. Now, Steph Curry winning this title really damages Kevin Durant's legacy."
I've seen that. I love KD. I love KD.
This would show real growth if you accept this. Real growth.
I don't know if I can fully accept it because Kevin Durant was massive on helping them win those two championships. Massive. I mean,
or maybe they would have won without him.
I highly doubt that. I mean, KD was in his prime. That was prime Kevin Durant. I mean, I think honestly the only reason they didn't win three is because he was hurt. I mean, he got badly injured in that third championship run. But I don't know if it hurts his legacy. I don't know if there's a world that we have to say it hurts his legacy. I definitely think it expands Curry's legacy, and I think it cements him as one of the greats.
It expands it because he didn't run off to win a title somewhere else, and he didn't have to win a fake bubble title.
that title is not legit.
It's absolutely not legit. It's a fake bubble title.
And I'm a Lakers fan.
But that's what they call it.
It's
in the NBA offices.
It's a bubble title.
The fake bubble title.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. That's
FBT.
They call it.
Yeah. They call it the FBT.
I've heard people say that.
It was. I mean, that was garbage.
I would throw this on Steph, though, like, too, is how many guys that are one of the greatest players to ever live are willing to let somebody else come in for a couple years and take the spotlight and be, quote-unquote, the guy without their ego getting all and I give him a ton of credit for that because it's a team game and he's a winner.
He didn't have to hit the first plane out of town.
Yeah, I mean, Kyrie Irving left Cleveland because he didn't want to be in LeBron's shadow. He wanted to be the guy.
He wanted to see if the world was really flat.
No, yeah. Don't get me started with that. I love Kyrie. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
He hates him.
I know. Oh, my God. But LeBron is a very unlikable guy if you're Kyrie Irving, just because of their
because LeBron actually sticks with things and shows up for work every day and plays and doesn't make a bunch of...
I don't know if LeBron's an example of sticking with things.
You know.
I mean, he's played out every season. He doesn't just quit in the middle of the season on his team like Kyrie does all the time.
I mean, I think you...
Whoa, just take it easy, man.
Yeah, we'll take it easy. Like, I think there's... You can look at it that way, or you can say he's a man of principle and he's sticking by his principles because he believes in something. I choose to look at it that way.
He definitely doesn't believe in his team.
Well, I mean...
How about these sound effects?
Yeah, Marco's all of a sudden feeling himself.
We can revisit this now. Give me people...
LeBron's a puppet, by the way.
There you go.
Okay. Good. I have no comeback to that.
Exactly. Because you're kidding me. I have no idea what that means, but there...
Puppet. He wants a political career.
I'm not going to say nothing because people know that I can't be trusted with this because, it could have been just 2.5 hours of Elvis looking at me on the screen. This is fantastic. Right. It was great.
Greatest movie ever.
It could have been a still
Austin
shot for 2
Butler
hours.
Butler was fantastic.
He was very good.
He deserves an Academy Award for his, he was wonderful. Give us a 3-minute review of Elvis the movie, please.
Oh, man, it was very well done. I would say that there was no point in time where it was slow. Like, it was 2 hours and 37 minutes, and it flew by.
The first half was almost too fast.
I thought about you when it was cut, when they were cutting all those cameras. I was like, I wonder what Steven's thinking about this, because the pacing was perfect in my mind, because I was like, they cannot maintain this pace for 2.5 hours. That might make me puke.
Right.
But... And I was curious, like, where are you going to go with this? Because they did a lot of jumping around, but I'm a very novice individual. What I know from Elvis, neither one of my parents were giant Elvis fans. What I know about Elvis is strictly from you and being around you.
Thank you.
But I knew very little about the Colonel other than that he was a very shisty character and a slimy guy. That's all.
Was he a real Colonel?
No.
You'll find out.
I remember my dad always ripped on the Colonel.
That wasn't
all the
even
time.
His name, and, Tom Parker.
Yeah.
And so I was afraid that somehow this movie was going to paint him as a sympathetic character and soften him.
Because of Tom Hanks playing him.
Right. But especially if you're an Elvis fan, you leave that thing. Now it's not as simple. It is Well, you know what, he did kind of create the hype machine that was Elvis and everything else, but he turned out to be a son of a bitch.
Well, I mean,
almost the way like Don King used and abused fighters of the 70s and the 80s. Very, very similar. That's what I'm thinking about. Squeezed every bit of life and money out of him.
I mean, and look, gambling's a real addiction, and then he sold Elvis out basically. You know, I don't want to get too deep into the story, but like, you know, that scene for me was an eye popper.
And the other, and I'll finish
international.
This. There's a, you know, there's a great, very late in his life, performance that he did of Unchained Melody when he's sitting at the piano.
I listened to it 20 times last night. I kid you not. I listened to it almost 20 times in a row.
And this is back when he was forgetting words of songs. He was in bad health just a few months before his passing. But for that one song, it was one of the most unbelievable live performances.
It's crazy. I watched it live on YouTube, and like even like the minute 15 before he even sings, like I'm like, this is gonna be brutal.
Right.
Like he was like making fun of himself.
And I don't want to give it away how they ended the movie.
Phenomenal.
But it was the most perfect ending to the movie that I could have asked for, because I had no idea like how they gonna end this, right? How are they gonna wrap this up? How is this, you know, we all know the story, but how is this gonna end?
Right.
As a true Elvis fan, it was the most beautiful ending I could have asked for, and I loved the movie, and it was wonderful. And if you love Elvis, you'll love it. If you don't love Elvis, you might not like it. But then again, I don't care.
No, I think you. Right? I think if you're a fan of film and history of music, I think you'll enjoy it. I think it was very well done. Austin Butler is great. I can't believe he did all his own music.
That's
unbelievable.
Fantastic. He nailed
like Elvis.
Fantastic. I have to go. Dude, you're going to wrap up the show?
Sure.
I got another thing I've got to do.
Are we breaking, Mark,
break
or just go all the way to the end?
Break, whatever. I'll be right back tomorrow. Yeah. Nate and Katie, and we got the podcast guy moving and shaking.
Get
back
out
after
here.
This on WHB.
All right, that's going to do it for our show today. Jake Gutierrez, you're about to go do the podcast. Is that what you're doing next?
Yeah.
Hot mic. You know, next week, Steven's on vacation. Might be calling you in for a little more.
Holler at me. I'm in town.
A little more book promotion and all that other stuff.
Yeah, we only had to talk about the book. Let's come in here and.
Can you run the board?
There you go. Oh, wow. This guy's looking for some time.
I'm going to get paid to do that.
You better watch it, buddy. You ever heard of Wally Pipp?
Hey, that's actual work back there. Yeah. I'm not going to do that for free. I'll come sit
this
here.
Isn't work
this
over
isn't
here.
Work.
No,
just
he's talking
into
talking.
A microphone.
That's right.
That's easy.
That's all we do, baby. There's no heavy lifting. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Don't forget, Sporting Kansas City tonight right here on your home for SKC Soccer in the quarterfinals of the Open Cup. Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Border Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.